Welcome back. You're listening to Strategies for Success, the radio show dedicated to your success in business and in life. We're on www.radioforwomen.us. I'm Bonnie Dubrow, your host, and today my guest is Fred Goodnight. He's a musician, a drummer, a facilitator of drum circles out in the community, in corporations around the world. And now he tells me he's an artist, too. Go ahead and throw something into the mix here.
Yeah, yeah.
Say a little bit about that before we get back to drumming and how it's just so much ingrained in our beingness.
Yeah, so I've been an artist for a very long time. A graduate from the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, where I lived, and before I moved to Ohio. And went to school full-time, worked full-time. What a challenge that was. But it was a very rewarding career. I worked as an illustrator for 27 years in Ohio. And then got downsized out of that.
So you know from personal experience.
Yeah, I know what downsizing is all about. And then, so that was a nudging, I suppose, to just push me in another direction,
And that new direction has taken you into expressing your being, your spirit, and connecting with other beings through the drum and drumming circles.
Yes, and that transition, as I think about it, Bonnie, was very nice because prior to that, I had been a drummer, but in a band, in a nightclub, in a lounge, this kind of thing.
Performing.
Yeah, and you're not necessarily putting out the same message. So when I'm in a lounge and in a bar, playing in a bar, I'm entertaining. Mm-hmm. When I'm doing a drum circle, I'm trying to touch people's lives on a more spiritual level. Not that you can't do that in a bar, but it's more directly applicable in a drum circle setting.
That's the first time we've used the word spiritual, I think, in our talking today. Would you tie together drumming, spirituality, entrainment, us connecting on a heart level, and the ancient ones? You brought up the point during the break about why is this so popular now? So would you start to tie that together?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, the primitives, they knew this power. And especially the Aborigines, they had a really good grasp on this. And some of the ancient tribes in places like Mali, Africa, they knew, and still they know a lot of this stuff that we don't have access to. And the reason why they guard this information, because they don't want it to get out and become distorted and commercialized. So the Aborigines, we know very little about their culture, and that's by design. They don't want people, to know so much about. But there's a tribe in Mali, Africa, called the Dogon. And the Dogon tribe knew, without any sophisticated scientific instruments, about the star Sirius. Well, how can people, without any knowledge of science, know about stars and stuff?
So when you say know about, I mean they can see them.
No, but this Sirius cannot be seen with the naked eye.
Oh, okay.
So this is mind-blowing. But they had this information, and so scientists were just baffled. How can you know this?
Now I understand.
See, so there's this intuitive thing. There's this inner knowing.
Yes.
And it's sort of difficult to explain, but there's certain things that we know, and we know that we know.
Yes.
And to pass that on, to verbalize it becomes really difficult. But I think this thing with the rhythm tells us and shows us something.
Know that you know when you're in rhythm and when you're not.
And it's just a feeling when I hear a certain kind of song or a certain rhythm when I'm driving along and I'm playing on the steering wheel trying to not run over somebody.
Oh, good
idea.
Stay
in my lane. There's something about what's happening with this music and what's happening inside of me. There's a connection. And I think we all know that. And I think we want to respond. So one of the easiest ways to respond is through just actually playing another rhythm ourselves. Now, I'll give you an example where we don't necessarily have to play the same rhythm. And we don't have to even really sound good together.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you play a rhythm on your leg.
Okay.
Perfect. Now just play straight rhythm. Just straight. Now you're playing 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to play, instead of playing 4, I'm going to play 3.
Boy, that's hard for me to do. I've seen you do both yourself, and I'm like, I'm impressed.
But now what happens there is Bonnie's playing 4 and I'm playing 3. And so how can that work? Well, it can work because 12 is the common number there. So what that means at some point, even though we're different from each other in our rhythm, there's a point at which we come together.
Oh, man.
So if we count to 12, you and I are going to be on 1 at the same time.
Yes.
You know. So I have to respect your 4, and you have to respect my 3. And knowing that at some point, even though we're different in our rhythms, that there comes a point where we're going to come together.
I love that.
So it's a trust. Like, I'm thinking, well, she's not with me. She's not, you know.
She's different. How come she?
Yeah, but I have to respect what you're doing because it has integrity. You know, it has honesty. And there's that point where we come together.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
So tying this together, we've got our own experience of rhythm when we're conceived and when we're in the womb, our mother's heartbeat. We come out, and today in our lifestyles, we're surrounded by unnatural rhythm. I know I've heard that if you live near an electrical station, that can actually be in discord with your heart. And even in the house, that all the electrical material going on around us can actually have an effect on us. Those people who are very, very sensitive can actually be thrown out of sync with themselves, which is why we so much love the experience of being outdoors at night around a campfire, singing or drumming. That's almost that going back to our primitive roots.
Yeah, that's a very good observation, Bonnie. There's what we call chaotic rhythm. And if you sometimes see like a speeded up version of something on TV, how the cars are going real fast.
Yes.
And the people are moving real fast.
Yes.
And it's just chaos. It's just like moving. And what has happened is society has set an overly fast rhythm pace for us to try to live within.
Yes.
And we get so caught up in it, we don't know how to vary it. And so society says, well, we have to learn more, we have to do more, and we have to produce more.
With less.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get caught up in that faster and faster and faster rhythm of how to live, and I think we need to pull back and slow down and then just see where we are. See where we are with each other, and then we can develop closeness, we can develop friendships. But if we get too overly fast, we cannot do that.
We get focused on task and lose the cadence, the rhythm of being in harmony with nature, with the earth. It's coming back to our roots, to our natural vibration, where we vibrate in harmony with the earth and therefore with ourselves, where we come back to that one. You were talking about 3 and 4 as two different rhythms, that we come back to one. The spirituality is coming back to one. One of the things that I love about the drumming, whether it's in a circle or as I experienced in the ashram, where we end all at the same time without any signal.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
I've been in the experience time and time again, and still, and with the Indian chanting, they speed up and hold this fast pace, and then all of a sudden, everybody comes back down to a slower rhythm at the same time. moment with no visual clues, no verbal clues. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Talk about that resonating as one. I don't think there's a better experience to exemplify that, but even more important, what an awesome experience to be part of.
It is. And you look around and you know that you've been part of magic, you know.
That is the perfect word.
And so there's a saying that I like to use, that music, and when I say music, I mean rhythm and all of life, is the magic of the secret world, and it's a world that is always within.
Say that again.
Music is the magic of the secret world.
Secret or sacred?
Secret.
I think sacred as well.
Yeah, and it's always within.
And around.
Because, you know, like secret being secret because it's within and we're always looking without. We're always looking outside, you know, like, you know, this book, this movie, this workshop, this seminar, and how often do we look inside? We explore outer space, you know, rocket launches, outer space, but we got to explore inner space.
How, the two things that come to me are that the within rhythm, I have my heartbeat and mm-hmm. I have my breath.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually, from what you're saying, use the rhythm of my heartbeat, become quiet enough, put my hand on my chest, pay attention to my breathing, using these very simplest of, I don't want to say tools, experiences of myself
mm-hmm.
to calm, to be in touch with, to connect with my deeper, my more spiritual self. I know a lovely experience. I'm going to see if I can describe it for others,
mm-hmm.
where I would take my right hand and put it on your heart, and you would, how does that work? And then I put my right hand on your heart, you put your right hand on mine, and then I cover your right hand with my left, and we create a circle.
Wow.
Feel the heartbeat and breathe together.
Isn't that beautiful?
And so we mentioned in the second segment about this idea of using rhythm, using the drum, now using our own heartbeat and breath to connect, to deal with diversity,
mm-hmm.
and that it's so popular right now that you use this as an expression, an experience of peace. Imagine if when we're angry that we with somebody,
mm-hmm.
rather than continue to fuel that fire, we say, time out, wait a minute. We're connected deeper than whatever issue is causing that surface
Absolutely.
Static. And we do the hands on mm-hmm. heart and breathe together and feel our heartbeat.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Because I think, for me, what happens when we establish that circle, a circle of love. See, because when we break that circle, we get into, you know, discomfort, discord, dis-ease, you know. But we come back and reestablish that circle, a circle of love, you know.
So we can establish that circle with ourselves, mm-hmm. our own breath and heartbeat, mm-hmm. being in nature, playing drums on our steering wheel or our thighs. That's mm-hmm. where I practiced a lot. We can have circle of two, holding hands
yeah.
or hands on heart. And then the communal, the community, the tribe experience of the drum circle. How's
yeah.
that being used? You talked about it being used in corporations to build bonds, to build morale, to increase the energy and the connectedness. What about this idea of serving world peace, being a vehicle for world peace? Would you talk about that?
Certainly. There's a saying that if we can drum together, we can live in peace together. And it's the easiest thing to drum together. I was on the little cruise ship that goes out, and there was this guy with his mate, and they were standing by the railing there, and he was, and they were playing this song, and he was drumming on the railing. And I just went up beside them without any introduction, say hi. I just went right up beside them, and we started drumming together. We just smiled because we knew we were in that place. So it doesn't take, people can drum together. It's going to bring up my highest, and it can bring up your highest. And when our highest from both of us hooks up and synchronizes and then trains, then we have peace right between us. And then this ripples out. See, this is the other thing we haven't talked about that we sort of know that will happen. It just has a ripple effect, and it just ripples on out into the universe, out into the community, maybe to the person next door. Luckily, when I was a kid playing drums, and I would play loud, and my neighbors never, ever complained. And I thought, as I look back at that, I said, that is so great. But peace, we all need it, and I think the drum is going to help us become a little closer and closer to it.
Fred, before we close, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to facilitate, to lead a drumming circle, how would they do that?
Email is rhythm, RHYTHMIS, the letter U, and the number 2. Rhythm is U2 at sbcglobal.net. Once again, that's rhythm, RHYTHMIS, the letter U, the number 2, at sbcglobal.net. And my phone is 330-232-1827. If you're like me, you need to hear it twice. 330-232-1827.
This is Bonnie Dubrow, your host for Strategies for Success. My guest has been Fred Goodnight. And Fred, what a wonderful experience.
Well, thank you for having me. I totally enjoyed it. It was fun.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you so much.
This is Bonnie Dubrow, your host on www.radio4women.us. That's radio, the number 4, women.us. You can reach me at bonnie@radio4women.us or 321-259-4404. Thank you for listening, and remember, a smile is a frown turned upside down.